Father, again, we want to come before you. We thank you for our time to be able to sing and to draw our attention to you. Lord, by your Spirit, I pray that you would illuminate your word. I ask that you would teach us, God, that we would hear what you are saying and that we would follow you, Lord, we'd be a church that is changed by you, that we would experience what it means to find our joy in you, to experience peace because it's what you give, to experience and have hope unlike anything that the world can provide. God, we have you and we thank you. So teach us now. Guide us, Lord, we ask. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, I would suspect that you would agree with me that names matter. What we name somebody matters. So if you're a parent in particular, you spent time thinking through, what am I going to name my child? I know we have two kids and we thought through that process. What are we going to name our child? So I think, and I say typically, I think parents spend time doing that. There may be some evidence that they don't spend that much time thinking through it. For instance, and this is going to be all politically correct, so I'll just say that on the front end. But so just a couple weeks ago, there was a Southwest agent who was dinged because she had made fun of a five-year-old girl's name by the name of ABCDE. You pronunciate that Absidy, but her name was ABCDE. That's unique. Interesting name. And then what about the parents who went to court to try to get their child's name as Adolf Hitler? Why would you do that, right? I mean, I say typically you spend time thinking through names, but I'm not sure that's always the case. How about this? You can fill in, I'll give you the first name, and then you tell me what you think the last name is. First name, Jurassic. Last name is?
Park.
Good. So if you guys are looking for any names, there you go. Jurassic Park. Very creative. How about this one? This one took the cake for me. Bizao doo-doo zopity bop bop bop. Seriously. Not now, but you can Google that name. I'll say it again. Bizao doo-doo zopity bop bop bop. I can't even say it without laughing. Hard to believe. He was arrested for a crime. Why would somebody like that turn into a criminal? I don't know. Names mean something. Typically, it kind of makes, the old now famous song by Johnny Cash back in 1969 seem like not all that crazy. A boy named Sue is like, oh, that's normal today. Not in 69, that wasn't. Well, how about this? If you're looking for picking names that mean something, most popular names for 2018, if you're needing some examples. Most popular names today for a girl or a boy, you have Sophia or Jackson as most popular names for 2018. Interesting. But if, thanks to Fortnite, the name Ramirez has jumped 57% this year. So there you go, Ramirez off of Fortnite. That's exciting. And then, of course, thanks to the Kardashians, the name Stormy has risen 63% in this past. Everybody follows the Kardashians, right? I don't have no idea. I read it. Stormy. Well, we spent time picking names for our two kids, Rachel. Our daughter, Rachel, she was born in New Zealand in 1995. And when she was born, we thought through that name. It means little lamb. Is that just precious? She was born in New Zealand with all the sheep and little lamb. Yeah, well, she was born in November. If she was born on November 10th, which we would all know as the Marine Corps birthday, that if she was born then, I was thinking, I don't think Angela was thinking so much of that, but I was thinking about Marina Cora would be a great name for her. So she says she's thankful that she wasn't born on November 10th, but I think she's probably a little disappointed, actually. But so we had Rachel, Little Lamb, and then in 1999, Josiah came along, and we named him Josiah. Josiah means God supports, or God saves, God supports, and I love that. When we thought of Josiah, we were thinking of King Josiah, the young king who reforms the whole nation and turns the nation back to God. And when we were thinking through the name, like, man, we're going to name our son Josiah. That means God supports, and I think of that king and all that, that went on. Names matter. Names matter. What's all in a name? Because they represent a person, maybe a family. They represent that person. So when you say a name, a certain image or a certain character traits come to mind when you say a certain name. Names matter. So let me throw out a name for you. Jesus. The name of Jesus. What comes to mind when you think of Jesus? For some people, depending upon the context that you hear the name Jesus, right, certain things come to mind. So like if you heard somebody say, Jesus, you're like, oh, somebody like hit themselves, they're hurt, or they're upset. Like, okay, well, that's one way of thinking about Jesus. Some people, when you hear Jesus, say, if I were to say, hey, what comes to mind when you think of Jesus? Some people go, Savior. He's my Lord. He's the one I follow. He's my Savior. Others, when you start talking about Jesus, Jesus comes up and you're like, oh, great guy. Man, Jesus was a great guy. He was a great teacher. Here's what I find interesting, too. If you ever talk to anybody about, like, oh, I think he was a really good teacher, you're like, well, do you agree with his teachings? No, I don't agree with his teachings. So why was he a good teacher? Well, he did really good. It's interesting. Like, oh, I think he's a good teacher, but yet I think he was a lousy in what he taught. That just seems a little contradictory. But anyway, you have Jesus, the name of Jesus. Some people think, I mean, especially around Christmas time, we think of the little baby Jesus. Aww. And it's just sweet. We think, oh, little baby Jesus. I love that. My guess is, for the most part, when we hear Jesus, we think of Jesus, the name of Christ, the name of Jesus, we get very familiar with the name of Jesus. We hear it a lot. And especially if you're in church world at all, if you're here, we talk about Jesus every week. Our lives are all surrounded around Jesus. My life has worth because of Jesus, because of what Christ has done. And I love Jesus. So when we gather together on Sunday, we always talk about Christ. We talk about Jesus. It means a lot. But what can happen over time is it become a little bit familiar. We can start hearing the name of Jesus and go like, oh, yeah, Jesus. It's good. I like Jesus, of course. But sometimes we stop giving it much thought. Other than like, oh, yeah, he's one of those. Sometimes we think of him like a historical figure. He's just a historical figure out there. Oh, yeah, Jesus. A lot of effect. That was, yeah, he was really good. We don't always get super excited about Jesus. Now, when I was thinking about the name of Jesus and when people get excited about names, I don't think we should get maybe as excited as this. What came to mind of people that get excited about names? So some of you, maybe you have young kids, and when you say, hey, we're going to go see Santa, your kids get excited. They start jumping all over the place. They're getting excited about Santa. But probably not even to the level as Elf. Remember Elf? So in the movie Elf, all of a sudden, the store manager's like, Santa's coming, 10 a.m. Santa's going to be here. Santa! I know him. Santa's coming. Santa's coming. 10 a.m. Santa's coming. He's super excited about Santa coming, right? My guess is we probably don't get all that excited about the fact of, like, Jesus, right? I mean, what did Joseph do when Mary told Joseph that she's like, hey, Jesus is coming like tonight. We've We've got to find a place. Joe, we've got to find a place. We've got to find a room now because Jesus is coming. Was Joseph like, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming. Oh, Jesus, he's coming tonight. He's super excited. I'm not sure. For us, I know we usually don't. We're a little more reserved, right? Like if I were to say, hey, tomorrow morning we're going to be celebrating Christmas. I'd love for you to come, and we're going to just lift up the name of Christ. It's going to be very exciting. You'd be like, tomorrow, what time is that? It's going to be in the morning. Oh, I'll check my calendar. I was kind of planning on sleeping in, but that's cool. I'll see if I can make it. You know, kind of get excited about Jesus. I don't know. We just have a tendency to not. We hear the name of Christ a lot, and we have a whole lot of familiarity regarding Jesus. And we miss the fact that that not only is Jesus familiar, but this is the greatest miracle that ever happened to humankind. The fact that Jesus, the Son of God, came to the world to save sinners like you and me. Incredible. Great truth, but it becomes somewhat familiar. I don't mean that badly necessarily, but the familiarity. But we have something. We celebrate Christmas. Every year Christmas comes around, and there's a whole lot that comes around Christmas time, right? There's a whole lot of things. We have the lights. We've got the Christmas songs. We obviously the gifts that we exchange and things. There's a lot that goes on with Christmas and Christmas time. But those are all supposed to be reminders of what? Christmas. I mean, we even have the name Christ in it. It's about Jesus, right? The coming of Jesus is this whole celebration. So all of those things, the lights, the gifts, the songs are to point us and remind us about Jesus, that this is the reason. So just like in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, there was, if you're reading through the Old Testament, which, by the way, if you have not read, a little side note, here's a little side commercial. If you haven't read through the Bible, I want to encourage you to do that with us. We start every year, January 1st, we start reading through the Bible. So if you go on our app or on our newsletter or our webpage, we have a reading plan, and we read through the Bible in a year. And so I'd love for you to do that with us. But anyway, so if you've been reading through the Old Testament, or if you're going to, what you're going to see is that there's a whole lot of things that go on throughout the Old Testament that are all intended to be reminders about God and his work, how of his mercy and of his kindness, and how God does things and how God works. So when there was, you have certain meals and festivities, certain meals that would take place, they were reminders of God's work. Or if you're walking along a certain, maybe a river, and there's a big stack of stones right there, and a child would say, well, what's this for? It was to be a reminder about what God had accomplished earlier. Oh, this is a reminder about what God had done. There's all kinds of different things. So there's blood on the doorposts. Aren't you glad we don't have to do that anymore? But blood on the doorpost, there were reminders of how God had done a certain work and saved his people. And so there's all kinds of different things throughout the Old Testament that are all pointing to reminders of God's work. Well, we have that today, right? In Christmas, we have our Christmas time, even in Easter, we have this every year, it comes back around. They're all to be reminders of Christ, of God's work, of how God has mercifully given us. I mean, we have the most amazing gift of all. All these are reminders to what matters most. All of this, all of these different things we're doing around Christmas are all to be reminders of what matters most. As a Christian, as ones who follow what God has said in his word, we believe that Jesus is the Son of God who came to the world to save sinners like you and me. That's a great reminder. We need that reminder. So Christmas hopefully isn't just another day, just another just that, oh, it's another holiday has come and gone, but rather the reminders that Jesus is the Son of God who's come to the world to save sinners like you and me. Great reminders. And we have reminders even in the name. The name of Jesus was chosen specifically. There's a reason why Jesus was named what he was. I want us to see that this morning. We've been in a study of, for the last couple of weeks, of Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. So I'm going to encourage you for one more week here. We're going to turn there to Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through the rest of the chapter. If you're using the Bibles on the chair, it's page 855. So Bibles on the chair, page 855. There's your cheat sheet there, page 855. By the way, while you're turning there, if you don't have a Bible, there's a book rack on your way out on the right-hand side. There's a filled with Bibles. Take as many Bibles as you want. Those are gifts. We want you to have God's Word to be able to read that and open that up. And we want you to have God's Word. But we're looking at Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 and following. And we're going to focus this morning on the name of Christ, the name of Jesus. And you know, 2 weeks ago, we looked and saw that God is the promise keeper. From this passage, God keeps his promises. He's trustworthy. Last week, we looked at this from a perspective of Joseph. From Joseph's perspective, to see what does it mean for us to be able to follow and trust God? Because that's not always easy to do. Things aren't always going so well, but I'm going to have to trust what God has said. So we have that from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. And then this week, we're going to focus in on the name of Christ. But let me give us the context. Let me read this for us, and you can follow along with me. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, it says this. The birth of Jesus Christ came about this way. After his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, it was discovered before they came together that she was pregnant from the Holy Spirit. So her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her publicly, decided to divorce her secretly. But after he had considered these things, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what has been conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Verse 23, see, the virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, which is translated, God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did as the Lord's angel had commanded him. He married her, but did not have sexual relations with her until she gave birth to a son, and he named him Jesus. So we're given here, in this passage here, three names given for the one who will, look what verse 21 says. Look what this one will do. She'll give birth to a son, you'll name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Because he will save his people from their sins. This is the one who you are naming. This son is going to save his people. He's going to rescue his people from their sins. Their sins. Sins are the offenses against a holy God. So just as a reminder, if we need a reminder of what a sin is technically missing the mark. God calls us to holiness because God is holy. And so he calls us to holiness. So anytime that we have stiff-armed God and decided I'm going to do what I want instead of what God wants, that's sin. And so we've missed the mark. And so that causes a separation in relationship with God because he is holy and we aren't. So the only way to bridge that is what this says here, that he will save his people from their sins. He's going to bridge this gap. He is going to save them. He's going to rescue them in order for us to be able to have relationship with God. This is huge. This is amazing news. But before we get into all that, we have the name here. We have three names that I want to highlight out of here. Verse 18, you have Jesus, You have Christ, and in verse 23, Emmanuel. Jesus, Christ, and Emmanuel. What's in a name? Well, first of all, the birth of Jesus. The word Jesus, Jesus, is the name in Greek. It's a transliteration from the Hebrew, Yeshua. Yeshua was the name, and this is transliterated into the word Jesus. And that word Yeshua means Jehovah saves, or Jehovah or God saves. So when you see the name Jesus, it means God saves. What comes to mind when you hear the name Jesus? When you hear Jesus, is that what comes to your mind? Jesus means God saves. Names matter. The second word, Christ, Christos, is the Greek word for that, and it means Messiah or the anointed one. You see, if you were a Jew in this time and you hear the title of Christ, you know as a Jew what that means is it's pointing to the fact that there is an expected king who's coming. Or another way to put that is a deliverer. Christ, the expected king, the deliverer. What comes to your mind when you hear Christ? For the Jew, as he hears this, there's an expected king. That's why later on in the Gospels, if you read along later, they wanted to, when Jesus comes into the town of Jerusalem later on, remember they wanted to set him up and make him king right then. They think he's going to take over the Roman Empire. He's going to be king. This is going to be great. That's who we're going to elect. We're electing Jesus. I like that guy. He's the Christ. He's the expected king. He's the deliverer. And Jesus is like, no, that's not how I'm coming. There's something far greater than how I'm coming. Christ, Messiah, Mashiach, the Savior, the anointed one. Jesus, God saves. Christ, the expected king and deliverer, the anointed one. Is that what comes to your mind? Christ. Names matter. Then in verse 23, the name Emmanuel. And we know what that means because it even says right after that, which is translated from the Hebrew, Emmanuel is translated, God is with us. God is with us. In the book of John, the Apostle John, who's writing to the church a few chapters later, in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 14, it says, and that the word, Jesus, will become flesh. He'll become human. And he dwelt among us. He dwelt. Technically, it's tabernacled among us. He set his home here. He came here. So we have Jesus, who is God saves, Christ, the expected king, the deliverer, Emmanuel, God is with us. Names matter. Names matter. In fact, in this name is everything for us as believers in Jesus Christ. As believers, as Christ followers, everything is in here. It's important. How important is this? It was so important about this Jesus, who is the Christ, who is Emmanuel, who came. It's so important that there was angels who showed up to announce his coming, and they worshiped. It's so important of a name that wise men came from afar and brought gifts and worshiped. It's so important that when Jesus was brought to the temple, that there were those there who worshiped and praised God. It was so important, this Jesus was so important, that Satan did everything to destroy this Jesus. He stirred up Herod the king to destroy and slaughter all baby boys from 2 years old and younger in the whole town, to slaughter them all in hopes that he would kill this Jesus. That's how important this name is. It's critically important. This name means everything for us as Christ followers, as fully devoted followers of Jesus. This name means everything. It's what matters most. For you, I don't know, maybe it doesn't mean a whole lot. It's just another name, or it's a name that causes some kind of warm fuzzies or agitation. I'm not sure what it means for you, but who else has had such influence in all over the world other than the name of Jesus? So how do you see Jesus? What do you think of when you hear the name Jesus? Is it little baby Jesus? I mean, that little baby Jesus is the same one who, as the Bible tells us, grew up. He grew up and he was without sin. Jesus, without sin. And then he was arrested, he was beaten, scourged, crucified, not for his sins, but on account of our sins, he goes to the cross. He went to the cross not for his crimes, but for ours. Remember verse 21? He will save his people from their sins, not his. So he dies on the cross to cover our sins, and then he resurrected. He rose again 3 days later. And then we know that he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he's coming home. He's coming back to get us. It's the great news. All because of Jesus, who will save his people from their sins. 1 John chapter 2, verse 12 says, your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. Names matter. Names matter. Jesus, the Son of God, come to the world to save sinners like you and me. These are all reminders for who Christ is. How important is his name? Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says this: there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to people by which we must be saved. The Bible makes it crystal clear, irrefutable throughout God's word, that there is one way to be in right relationship with God, to have an eternity with God, and it is through Jesus Christ. Period. The Bible makes it very clear that there's no other way except through Christ. That's why he had to come. That certainly doesn't make Christmas just another holiday, does it? It changes everything. For some of you, I don't know if coming to church was kind of like your yearly flu shot. Okay, I got my shot, I'm good. I came, I stood up, sat down, you know, listened, good, check, I'm good. And Jesus has become very familiar. You maybe even come regularly, and Jesus becomes very familiar to you. It's familiar Jesus, it's familiar church. It's a familiar story. There's familiar songs. And all the while, that familiarity just is like an inoculation. You're good. It's nice, but zero change. Zero effects. No change other than some niceties. But God has so much more for you than that. God has so much more that he sent his son, Jesus, to earth, not for mere familiarity. Oh, good. I'm glad you're aware of Jesus. But Jesus came so that you would have life and life to the full. Jesus came so that you would know him. Jesus came so that you would be forgiven of your sins, so that you can have a relationship with God. Jesus came. It matters that much. And it's the Jesus really is the dividing point over all the other religions and all the other faiths or non-faiths. Jesus is the dividing line. Because there's a lot of people that go like, I'm good with God. Yeah, I'm glad you have all that. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. He's the dividing line. And if it's that important, if it's that big of a deal that Jesus came, it's not just so that we can be familiar with Jesus. Oh, I know the story. Oh, I like that story. It's neat. I mean, how do you see him? Do you see him as just like, it looks like the Gerber baby? Oh, that's so sweet. Little baby Jesus. Asleep on the hay. I like that. Or does he have an effect in your life that actually changes you? What difference does Jesus make? Satan did everything to stop this Jesus. Man throughout the centuries has done all kinds of different things to try to confuse and to change who Jesus is, but the Bible makes it crystal clear. He's the Savior, the Son of God, who came to the world to save sinners like you and me. And that is intended to change our lives, to tell us this is what's most important. The fact that the Son of God would come is not just some mere thing of like, I don't know, it's a good thing. Yeah, choose for yourself. It's okay. This is God who came to save sinners like you and me. A familiar, maybe sometimes too familiar verse, John 3:16. For God loved the world in this way. He gave his one and only Son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. It's the hope of the gospel. That's all wrapped up in this name, Jesus, Christ, Emmanuel, Jesus, God saves. Christ, the expected King, the Deliverer, Emmanuel, God is with us. He's our Savior and Lord. God is with us. What's in a name? Everything is in this name. And it changes our lives. And it changes our eternal destiny. Do you know him? Do you know this Christ? Let's pray. God, how How remarkable, how marvelous, how glorious this gift. The gift of the Son of God come to the world to save sinners like me, like us. God, thank you. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for the reminder of Christmas. It's a reminder of what you have done, and God, may that change our lives. Lord, I would plead with you that you would open the hearts of any who are listening right now who do not know you, that you would turn their hearts to you to find forgiveness for their sins. May this not be another Christmas, but a day when there's changed lives. God, I pray that you would minister to us, that we would walk in you, that we'd be changed and transformed because of you. Oh, what a wonderful name. What a powerful name. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus, where all knees will bow and every mouth confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We worship you.